Tragedy upon misery in Ukraine. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. The cause of a deadly helicopter crash early today remains under investigation.
We stand with our friends in Ukraine in mourning their loss.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken also recommitting to help Ukraine defend itself from aggression, though at this point the crash isn't being blamed on Russia.
So far there is no U.S. intelligence assessment of a helicopter crash in a Kyiv suburb that killed Ukraine's interior minister and a dozen other people, including a child on the ground.
We simply do not know. And Ukraine's investigating this, and obviously we wouldn't get ahead of that, but we do not know what caused it.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby sent condolences to Ukrainians. Speaking by video to the World Economic Forum in Switzerland, Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky said there are no accidents at wartime, that these are all war results.
Fox's Jared Halpern at the White House. A statement just released by the defense attorney for Brian Walsh, accused of killing his wife, who's been missing since New Year's Day. The statement says it's easy to charge a crime, much more difficult to prove it, adding they intend to win the case in court, not the media. The defense attorney also not commenting on evidence, saying the prosecution hasn't provided it to them yet. Social media gets called out over a drug shortage for diabetics as a medicine they use to regulate insulin levels becomes popular for weight loss instead.
Pharmacists tell us there is a direct correlation between Ozempic's 400 million TikTok views and supplies flying off local shelves. Celebs from the Kardashians to Julia Roberts and plenty of others have been accused of using Ozempic off-label. Elon Musk recently admitted to his Twitter followers it helped him lose 30 pounds.
Fox's Jillian Turner, the drug maker, acknowledges the issue, but tells Fox News it's up to the clinical discretion of each healthcare provider to choose the best treatment approach for their patients. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A reparations debate kicks into high gear on a San Francisco committee.
How much money and who pays is unresolved. But in San Francisco, some task force members want to give black residents descended from slavery or affected by the war on drugs up to $5 million each. The group says reparations address a racial wealth gap perpetrated by city policy, owed only to descendants of blacks who were in the country before 1900, intended to level the playing field. How reparations are paid is up to lawmakers and Governor Newsom. How much? Won't be cheap. Housing discrimination alone, says the panel, could total $500 billion.
Fox's William Lajeunesse. To apply for the program, residents have to be at least 18 years old and identified as black or African American on public documents for at least 10 years. Customers of online trading platform Robinhood can sue over fraud claims based on hidden costs. A federal judge in California rejecting Robinhood's motion to dismiss the case. It's not dry January everywhere, including one place that's pretty wet year-round.
SeaWorld in Orlando, Florida is promising one free 7-ounce beer to guests 21 or older at their Waterway Grill Bar with a promotion that lasts through the end of the month. 7 ounces is not a lot of beer, but maybe they're hoping you'll buy more beer after the free one. Maybe they just want someone like me to remind you SeaWorld is open right now. The company, which has 3 U.S. park locations, had solid revenue increases last year as pandemic concerns lessened, but it was apparently due to higher admission and concession prices. Attendance at SeaWorld parks has fallen and is yet to come close to the peak 25 million visitors in 2008.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. Attendance took a big hit after a documentary critical of keeping orca whales in captivity. SeaWorld has since ended its whale shows and whale breeding program. An hour at the close, the Dow's down 487. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.